Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 20th, 2021. Does a Kabbalist need psychology? Question: in what way, in your opinion, does psychology help a person and in what way is it powerless? Answer: I think that psychology is necessary for all people who must understand what motivates them, what they are driven to by nature. If a person studies psychology, but in a measure that can help him understand himself and others a little, then this is the first necessary stage in order for him to correctly enter the science of Kabbalah. Question: if he is already studying Kabbalah, would you recommend that he continue to study psychology? Or could it hinder him? Answer: if a person is correct and seriously engages in Kabbalah, nothing can hinder him. Moreover, psychology simply will not be necessary for him, since everything that he begins to study in the science of Kabbalah raises him so much above the framework of our world that he immediately sees it, as if rising into the air, as if he soars above himself and sees everything from a height of flight. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, October 15, 2021. One should not destroy one's enemies. It's a sad thing not to have friends, but it is even sadder not to have enemies. Che Guevara. It's sad not to have friends. It is sad indeed. It is necessary to have friends, because without that it is impossible to move toward the goal. Only to the extent that you get closer to other people can you move toward the goal, because the goal is between everyone, between people, between friends. And it's even sadder not to have enemies. I would say that if I don't feel opponents, it means the Creator doesn't push me toward the goal. And that's why it makes me sad too. There must be opponents, strong and tough. It depends on how capable you are. Question: and what are you doing with these opponents? How do you defeat them? Answer: I do not defeat them. I take them into account and choose my path further. Opponents direct me. Question: so this is an adjustment that cannot be removed? Answer: in no way. I am very grateful to them for that. Question: and if, as it often happens now, one destroys opponents, is this the wrong way? Answer: this is from internal mediocrity. I cannot say otherwise. Because you have to respect your enemies. Because this is the next line, the left along with the right line. And only the right combination of these two lines can get you to the goal. Therefore, in no case despise, do not destroy, do not take away enemies. Take them into account all the time, no less than you accept the forces that supposedly help you in achieving your goal. Enemies help you in achieving your goal even more, you just don't see it. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 4, 2021. Twelve Forces Revealing the Creator. Question: what do the 12 tribes that enter the land of Israel represent? Answer: the 12 tribes of Israel symbolize the 12 forces that reveal the Creator in their joint desires, so much that their common desire is called Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, the desire of Israel. Eretz, from the word ratzon-desire. Their work is to connect with each other to such a level where there is no difference between them, where they all turn into one common desire that is in full connection with the Creator, in full similarity to Him. Question: why are the 12? Answer: three lines in each of four stages give the number 12. This is already the structure of the spiritual part, Tsuf, the structure of the common soul. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 13, 2021. Michael Leitman, on Quora: how much closer are scientists getting to reversing, slowing, and stopping the aging process? One of my students recently updated me on Dr. David Sinclair's research at Harvard, which demonstrates how to slow down aging, and which suggests that we could become younger by activating recently discovered vitality genes, and the student asked for my response to this phenomenon. To start with, aspiring to be forever young is a curse. Instead of holding such aspirations, we would be much better off letting nature manage us, allowing everything to happen in its due course. The loss of physical strength as we age should have no influence over our happiness in life. It all depends on the extent to which we connect harmoniously to nature and let its forces positively affect us. We could then happily let life flow as it should until our current life ends, and we would then have no regrets. We should only aspire to be young in our hearts, which we can achieve by aspiring to increasingly connect positively to each other and to nature. We would then have an energy and a zest for life similar to children, who constantly discover the world anew, and which would give our lives meaning and joy. We would then see that there is no decline as we age, just more and more of an ascent that brings us closer to the purpose of our lives, a state of complete balance and harmony among each other and with nature. Based on a talk in Inside Look, between Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.